and they make a loud noise and enter essentially their herdsman, the person who actually does a lot of the hard work for them. And Garcias, who now comes up, and all the shepherds have names, and it's an important point, they do refer to each other. So we have Hankin, Harvey and Tud, and Garcias now is known as Troll, as we've heard earlier. And they're going to get into something of an altercation as this goes along.
Good Lord, look on me and my flock here, as thee food have. On this wood walk we, are no men here that me wold have. All is plain, perdie. Therefore, sheepmon we good have. No better then these be of beasts that blood and bone have. What I not day or night necessaries that to me needen, you shall here soon see in sight of small hands that to me needen. Tarboist, tarboil, and nettle, hemlock, and butter abiding. And my good dog, Dotty Noll.
And of course there, we like the word Dotty Noll. It's been used in a variant earlier. We've had Dotty Poll, so it may be, which basically means an idiot or a simpleton. So you've got a rather stupid dog, which is lovely. Just go back to "and my good dog" from there.
And my good dog, Dotty Noll, that is nothing choice of his chiding. Then man come by me and would wit which way best were my leg I lift up where I lie, and wish him the way by east and west where. And I rose where I lay, me would think that travail lost were. For king nor duke by this day, rise I will not, but take my rest here.
So I'm just going to pause this there, because there was just a moment ago where it did... Was that my imagination, or did he in fact just say wherever he wants to, he takes a piss? That was what I thought it said, wasn't it? Because it's a variation on, you know, I will rest my head wherever I will lay, I will cock my leg. And following on from a reference about a dog, that's quite appropriate. I think it suggests your lower status. Quite clearly, I think you're quite a rough character. Probably, I think maybe we'll continue roughly. I think we're discovering him as we're going along.
Now will I sit here adown and pipe at this pot like a pope. Would God that I were down harmless as I hastily hope. All me, all men, learn mon this Golgotha grimly to grope. No man here drink mon save myself, the devil of the soap. All thy lathes I set at a little nay. You lads keep I not to lie thee. For you have I many a foul fit. Thou foul filth, though thou flit, I defy thee.
Trowel, take tent to my talking, for thy teeth here is good tugging. While thy wedders be walking, on this loin thou may have good lugging.
Fie on your loins and your livery, your liverass livers and lungs. Your sauce, your horse, and your savoury, you're sitting without any songs. On this hill I hold me here, no hap to have your hot meat. Have I but flit with my fellows in fear, and your sheep full sickly save I.
For that thou save our sheep, good knave, take and keep. Sit thou, may not sleep. Come, eat of this cell.
Nay, the dirt is so deep, stopped therein for to steep, and the grubs thereon do creep at home at thy house.
We could say we're having some labour relation problems, I think it's fair to say. As some of you are trying to be conciliatory and say have some of the slightly less good food that we have, and you're having absolutely none of it.
Therefore, meat, if I may, of your dieting today will I not by no way, till I have my wages. I wend all this to have been gay. See, so ragged is my array. Aye, pinches is your pay to every poor page.
Trowel, boy, for God's pity, come eat a morsel with me, and then wassle will we here on this wold.
That will
I... Yes, and that's the word. It's wrestle. It's spelt wrestle, but that is what's going on, and it's a challenge. Garcias quite legitimately would like his wages. They're trying to pay you off in presumably leeks, and you're really not that keen, and they suggest eat a morsel and then have a bit of a wrestle. Which is a lovely idea.
That will I never flee, though it were with you all three to lay my livery. That will I hold.
Garcias continues, saying he's perfectly happy to take on all three of them.
Now comes Troll the True. A turn to take have I tight with my masters. or I rue putting forth that most is of might.
Child, better never thou knew. Eat of this meat for a night.
Nay, spare I will, though I spew. All upon your heads shall it light.
How shall we suffer this shame of a shrew thus to be shent?
This lad list to be lame, and lose a limb, or he went.
Have done! Begin we this game, that were less your gullions glent, that were little dole to your dame, though in the midst of dee ye were drent.
False lad, fie on thy face! On this ground thou shalt have a fall. Hence on and hold that thou has. If thou have all go to all.
Adhere, sirs, to do you solace, Hankin, shepherd, shame thee I shall. Wroth thou art worse than thou was, where lest thou walt here by the wall.
And then he throws one of them.
Lovely. Boy, lest I break thy bones, kneel down and axe me a bone. Lest I destroy thee here on these stones, cease, lest I shend thee too soon.
Gull that so grins and groans, good were thee thy old rags to save soon. Little doubt of such drones, lither tyke, for thy deeds are done.
Out, alas, he lies on his loins, but let now go to that lad. Shepherds he shames and shends, for last now I am a shad.
Both your backs here to me binds, for all your boast I hold you but bad. Hold your asses and your inder loins, then hope I to have as I e'er had, the better in the boar as I had before of this boy's art. Yea, hope I more, keep well thy score, for fear of a fart.
Yes, and the suggestion is, though there is a missing stage direction, we think, the suggestion is he must throw all of them throughout the course of this fight and wins. And for fear of a fart is, of course, the suggestion that when you go get thrown over, that some escaping air may escape. I believe that people have this similar problem in Pilates classes. anyway, having thrown them all over, I don't think there's any more, continue, Garcius.
Lie there, lither in the lake. My livery now will I latch this cup, this clout and this cake, for ye be cast now will I catch. To the devil I all you betake, as trained traitors, taint of your tatch.
Tatch, I like tatch. T-A-C-H.
On this wood with this will I walk, all the world wander on the watch.
We've got watch as well, W-A-C-K-H.
Fellows, this a foul case is, that we been thus cast of a knave. All against our will he has his, but I must needs hold the harms that I have.
That I have needs must I hold. Of this unhappy harms oft hear I there. Will I wait on this wold upon the weather, for I am weary.
Though we be weary, no wonder, what between wrestling and walking, off we may be in thought, we be now under. God amend, it will be his making.
And we'll just pause there, as Dictionary Corner has brought up a few answers to those. To the devil I all you betake, as traitors, taint of your tatch, and tatch is sin. On this wold with this will I walk, all the world wonder on the watch. And watch is down as watchman. I'm not 100% sure if that actually matches and fits, but never mind. We have now reached the point where they all sit down and have a bit of a rest, because they're all knackered and bruised, and Garcius presumably has actually gone for a bit of a walk, because he will return in a moment, and the implication in the text is that he's dusted them all down and just abandoned them. He will come back. But now they sit and they see a star. And there is a little issue with these stage directions, because the star keeps appearing. We have a stage direction, the star appears, and then later on we'll have an angel appears with the star. So the suggestion is the star moves about a bit, or that the star has many different aspects. Maybe the angel has one version of the star, and that there's one part of the staging. We don't know. But the star will keep appearing. Anyway, it's very bright, apparently.